Welcome to Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. We recently introduced a new feature in our contemplative practices section that invites readers to send in short reflective exercises and creative meditations around a theme. It's kind of a short version of our regular contemplative practice features, and to kick us off, we'll be exploring the theme of light over the next couple months. Here to tell you more about how you can get involved is our contemplative practices editor, Samir Kanigo.
Hey there, I'm Samir. I'm the contemplative practices editor here at Vita Poetica, and I wanted to tell you about a new reader response series we're starting that we'd love to have you participate in. So at Vita Poetica, we're trying to foster a community of artists whose work explores religion and spirituality. This community gives us opportunities to think through our faith, through the art and writing of others, and also to better understand each other and appreciate different ways of expressing and living out faith. In this series, we want to hear from you, our readers, about the spiritual practices that sustain and inspire you. This is also a place for your questions and concerns about the world, and a chance to find new practices to incorporate into your spiritual life. There's two ways to get involved. One is to answer the prompt. In this case, we'd love to hear about the way that light plays a role in your spiritual life. We are approaching several celebrations of light, both literal and metaphorical, in some different traditions. These practices could be related to some of those upcoming holidays. They could be just related to other things that you like to do. And we're thinking very broadly about spiritual practice. This might be things like meditation, might be journal prompts, it might be Visio Divina, body prayers, it might be totally different things that I haven't mentioned here. Yeah, anything about light, we'd love to hear from you. The other way to get involved is to ask a question or provide a prompt that could appear in a future edition of this. So this could be requests for practices about a particular theme, like in this case, we had the prompt about light. Or it could be, you know, if there's something happening in the world or in your life that you're trying to process and you're looking for practices to help you with that, you know, send those questions and requests our way and we'll try to put them in a future issue. So if you want to get involved by either answering this prompt about light or providing your own prompt for the future, please send your responses or questions to samir@vitapoetica.org, that's S-A-M-I-R at vitapoetica.org, for inclusion in the next issue. If you'd like to have your responses about light be in the next issue, please get them to me by December 15th. And if you have questions, those can be sent in anytime, and I'll try and put them in as soon as we have a slot. So thank you so much, and I really hope to hear from you.
That was our contemplative practices editor, Samir Kanigo, with an invitation to submit short contemplative practices on the theme of light. You can find his email as well as the link to all the details on our website in today's episode description. You can learn more about Vita Poetica at the website in our podcast description, www.vitapoetica.org, where you can find details on how to submit to the journal and other ways to get involved. Thanks for listening, and more soon.